Good morning, Aaron. You have the con.
Good morning. I'm going to pass it right back to you. We've got on your agenda today just two items. First being the commission roundtable, the opportunity that commission's established for really an open topic discussion amongst the three of you and staff. And then when you're done with that, we'll roll into an executive session to talk about the acquisition of real estate, where public discussion of which could affect price.
Cool.
So okay. I had a thought this morning, and it's probably late to bring it up, but I will throw it out there anyway. You know, we did that, 5 year or whatever it was, 3% escalation. And in retrospect, it seems to me like the more clever thing to have done would have been to set up like a continuous 5 year rolling average, like take the previous 5 years and project it forward. So, the previous 5 years average would be the adjustment for the current year. And rather than having a fixed 5 year time slot that kind of ends on the sixth year and all of a sudden nobody knows what's going on, this would be like a rolling thing, and it would give people a continuous kind of 5 year advance notice of where their costs were going to go. So, I don't know if we want to revisit that at some time, but maybe that's a more consistent, lasting way of handling that.
I'm just doing some iPhone math real quick to tell you what that might look like for fun. You'll appreciate this. The answer is 3.
Yeah, well, right, and that's probably the right answer. But as we go forward, it might be, it's hard to imagine 2, but it might be 4.
You're talking more of a model of how you would look at it. It's just kind of interesting. If you take 2017 through 2021, the cumulative total is 15. So divide by 5, it's 3.0
But people then, people as they're doing their annual planning can look back, and unless something really tragically crazy happens, like if the cost of living goes to 30% in 1 year, that's going to affect things. But otherwise, it's hard to make a big effect, in a 5 year rolling span.
What's next, Pam?
Well, I have 3 things I'd like to suggest that we work on in the future, and that is 1, strategic plan, updating that.
Yeah,
I think overdue. It will help with our lease policy practices, which also need to have a brushing up. I think our strategic plan can be really simplified, much easier. We've already got a good one. It's outlined in our comprehensive scheme right now. It's incorporated in there, our values. And so I just think we need to brush it up. My 2 item is the redistricting. I think we should, each one of us commissioners should make sure that we weigh in a little bit on that, because I know that all of our districts could be affected. There's 5 different plans, and the commissioners will choose one of those very soon. Jefferson County Board of Commissioners.
Yeah. You don't live on the edge of one, do you, Pam?
I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what happened to Dave Thompson. That's why Dave Thompson, when they redistricted, they like drew around Dave Thompson. So they made a little bubble with Dave in District 1. I don't know whether that was intentional, but it looks weird on the map.
And then my third thing I wanted to talk about is the EDC, Economic Development, goals that the port wants to hold them accountable to. We created that five-party agreement. It's not specific on what the port goals are. We are asking them to report quarterly to the port. And we don't really have anything specific yet. I think things have been in a hold pattern the past 3 months. And the next 3 months, we will be working with a new director. And I think we need to get some things on the table for the port really soon.
Yeah. My predecessor always used to want to have things on the list that the EDC would do for the port. I personally think that the EDC does or should be doing what, part of the port's mission, which is the economic development port part. If they're doing countywide economic development, then, I'm fairly satisfied. I don't need them to, bow and scrape to the port per se, but they need to do they can't be taking the money as the Jefferson County ADO and only being the Port Townsend ADO, which is kind of their historic bent. So I don't know how to describe that in measurable terms. Unless you say, well, there's three districts you should have within so many percent, you should be doing your work in kind of equally across the board. They don't need to be like 100%, or they don't need to be right on the money, but, they shouldn't be like 80% in Port Townsend and 5% in District 2 and District 3. That's not 100% anyway, but you got the idea. They should be kind of evenly distributed, plus or minus 10%. And that means that they're going to have to actually go out and work on District 2 and District 3 to make up those numbers, which, I understand is a rough row to hoe, but it needs to be done, and it's long overdue. Is Pete Langley still on the EDC, or?
Yes, he is.
Okay. So he's the only one that's out of District 1, or is there more than that now?
He's District 2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, out of District 1, yes. Let's see. Yes.
So, it would be nice if there was, if the board membership was a little more evenly distributed. But I know that's hard.
Anything else? Roundtable, open for discussion, topics.
How's whale biz?
That's not port subject. How about our executive session, Aaron?
Yeah, we can do that. I think whenever you're ready, what we'll do is I'll send out a fresh link. So we can get folks over there who want to join that. And then, you know, of course, today's triple header. We've got this meeting, we've got the 1 o'clock regular meeting, and then the 6 o'clock meeting to talk about quilting. So lots of opportunity for people to come to a Port Commission meeting today if they'd like.
Cool.
So how do we take these, our commission roundtable, and make them into something that we're going to work on?
I think propose them as topics if something comes out of this that needs to be voted on and made a policy, then it needs to be promoted into the business meeting at some future date. And I think maybe, I don't know, you know, it was always my understanding that any commissioner could propose something for the business meeting, and then it was kind of up to the president or the sitting presiding officer and the executive director to work out the agendas. So, and I think that's still, I don't know, Pete, what do you think? I mean, it still sounds kind of operational to me, right?
No, I think any commissioner can bring up any issue for an agenda item to be included. That's what we've done since day one, really. And then the executive director, I mean, there was a time where the whiteboard was pretty active, and I think it still is pretty active. So you can see what's kind of gelling and juicing upstairs.
Maybe the question that I'm hearing is to make good use of the roundtable. You know, how does a topic catch fire, if you will, and you know, kind of get run to ground, and we get a sense of where we're going. You know, for example, right out of the gate, you know, Bill threw an idea out, and didn't seem like there was a lot of enthusiasm for it, but there was, nobody said no, nobody said yes either. So, I mean, I guess that'd be the question I would ask. I've taken some notes here of the items that have been raised, but in terms of whether there would be follow-up, I didn't get a sense that there was a lot of interest in follow-up on really anything other than recognition that the strategic plan is on our list and needs to be addressed, I think, as we plan next year for that.
Well, I liked Bill's idea. I think we should explore that. I'm not sure how our roundtable goes, but I would like to see if there's interest in taking some time to focus on the economic development goal, as well as measurements for how they're doing. We've got a 5-party agreement, and we should be looking at that. I looked at it and didn't give them a very good grade so far, but I'm also giving them the benefit of the doubt because I've got a new director, hopefully, around the corner. And plus yours, Bill.
I have a question for Aaron. So I understand we have a new executive at the county, and I guess you had a chance to interview that person. How did that go? How does that look for the ongoing executive roundtable and collaboration?
Yeah, so my understanding is the county has reached out to and offered the job to
radio station guy,
yeah, Ethan Rapp, and I appreciated being able to be involved in the interview process on Friday. I think, if Ethan takes the job and comes to work for Jefferson County, he's going to jump right in with the administrators. And, I had every sense that he's interested in being part of a collaborative group working together to solve some of the bigger, stickier issues.
Yeah.
So I think, for me at least, I left Friday excited about the potential and feeling good about it. His experience is varied. You know, he's most recently the radio station guy, as you say. But before that, he worked for both the city of Seattle and for King County government.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering about that. You know, if he has to come out of an environment where he's spending Paul Allen's money and come into an environment where he's on a county budget, it might be a shock.
Well, so he was, I don't remember if they, what the title was, I think essentially deputy mayor in the McGinn administration. And so pretty engaged at the highest level of city government, you know, making things happen. And he worked for Ron Sims back when Ron Sims was the county executive. So, you know, he certainly had experience spending, you know, government money and interest. I think he likes that. And I'm going to close my window. I've got a, I think some weed whacking happening right below. There we go. Now I can hear better.
Okay. So is he a local? Has he got a move here?
Yeah.
What's
so
the deal?
He does live in Seattle. His wife works in Port Townsend part-time. Mm-hmm. So I had the sense that they have a place here for her to be able to do that. I think what's kept him in the city, in addition to kind of the commitment to the job, the work at KEXP, has been a high school senior who's a select soccer player. Mm-hmm. And they kind of get through school with him. So,
okay.
It seemed like the time was right. There's clearly an interest in Port Townsend, given that his wife's working here and spending time here on a weekly basis.
Long as he's not in competition with the other executives in town for housing.
Well, that's possible. Yeah, that's grim. We should just talk about something. That's a depressing topic. There's got to be something more happy to talk about around here than housing.
Especially now that we have a housing permit moratorium from the county.
Hmm. I saw that. I didn't track that to see what that means so much, but I saw the news on that.
Yeah. I saw, I guess in Oregon, they passed this thing that kind of allows building new structures, new housing structures on any existing property, regardless of whether there's already housing there. Is that kind of like throw the master plan stuff out the window?
Well, I think
not related to port, though, Bill. So,
it is related to housing, which we've been involved in.
Well, we're going the opposite direction.
Okay.
So, yeah, we no longer are able to issue a permit in Jefferson County for our building. Any other topics on the roundtable?
No, just what we're going to do. What are we going to do with them?
Well, I think Pam and we're in process on all of them. The strategic plan is in, you know, kind of slated for next year on the calendar. The EDC is in process, and you know, we're all able to input on the redistricting. So, I think we're in process on all of them.
On the redistricting, I would just note, I can't remember if we've talked about this. We get a pass on that process, which is, I think, a good thing, in that you three don't have to establish Port Commission districts, because under state law, mm-hmm. we follow the county. For a countywide port district in a three-commissioner county, we follow the county districts. So,
right.
You know, they invited us to participate, and I replied with a letter that I believe was substantially similar to one sent a decade ago that says, thank you very much. We'll adopt your districts as soon as you're done. You don't need to send us a bill. we're just going to piggyback, which I think is consistent with state law. But that does put you in the position of receiving districts rather than creating them, which is different than a you know, the city council or, you know, any other non-countywide three-member body who can't distract them. But I think for the port, the PUD, you know, both those entities will follow the county. Everybody else has to do their own thing.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, why don't you send out that link on the exec session?
I'll do it, and we'll meet you in exec session in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Already.
Oh, we should probably announce. So this is RCW 4230-1101B. Again, real estate where the public discussion could affect the price on acquisition. We're estimating the executive session will last approximately 45 minutes. And there's no
decision
action requested after this executive session. It's possible there could be follow-up in the regular meeting at 1 o'clock, but there will be no follow-up at the end of this executive session. No action requested.
Okay. Thanks, Aaron.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Okay.